Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The infrastructure bill we've been talking about a long time. It's a wonderful idea. It's divided into two parts. One is the so-called hard infrastructure, $1.2 trillion over 10 years or more. We build our roads, bridges, airports, water systems, put in broadband in rural America all over, just like rural electrification under FDR in the 1930s. Back before FDR, most people in this country didn't have electricity, believe it or not. They had candles, they had gas, or they had nothing. They went out in the moonlight. Then they had electricity under FDR. Well, they're going to have broadband. They're going to have good broadband, good internet, good phone signals under Joe Biden. The other half of the infrastructure package was a so-called soft infrastructure, $3.5 trillion. And that addressed things like medical care, expanded medical care for people. It still was not Medicare for all. Still, we have the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. It'll be a public option. But they do that. Tuitions, 2 years of tuition in college. Right now, community colleges, I think it should be expanded to any state university, including UWM. That's my own thought. But in any event, tuition. Some child care subsidies so little kids aren't abused. This is a wonderful thing. And climate change, addressing climate change. So they were going to go with just the one initially, and that's the $1.2 trillion. Half of it paid by COVID money already appropriated and not spent. The other half around just a little under 600 billion. Over 10 years, that's a little under $60 billion a year. Out of a budget like ours, we set more than that aside for a lot of other things without blinking. Well, here's the deal right now as we sit. The headlines are that it has run into snags. Snags, infrastructure snags. That somehow this hard infrastructure bill has run into snags. What's happening? They're mixed reviews, so you stand by and we're going to watch this develop. But the lead negotiators on the Republican side are Mitt Romney and Rob Portman of Ohio. Rob Portman of Ohio is retiring. He's not going to be on the ballot again in 2022. So he has a lot of leeway. He can do whatever he wants. He's probably sniffing around, hopes he's on the ticket for VP in 2024. They all are. They're all desperately fighting against anonymity and the reality of a cold, heartless universe who will swallow them up at some point. They'll never be remembered again. So therefore, he wants to be considered for vice president. But in the short run, he is one of the negotiators, and he and Romney. On the Democratic side, you have Manchin as one of the negotiators, Tester of Arizona, a few others. And here's the idea that they'll hammer out a bill, the Democrats will support it, and because Manchin's a negotiator, it would be his bill, so he'd support it. Sinema would support it. And then you need 10 Republicans because Moscow Mitch has said that he will filibuster it. Moscow Mitch, filibuster it. Why would he filibuster it? This is all good. Kentucky will get more money out of this than the northern states per capita. Kentucky's not a wealthy state. He continuously sticks a knife in Kentucky, and apparently they like it. Apparently they like it. They elect him. Rand Paul's the same way. He thinks he's a libertarian. Doesn't know what that means. Remember, his name isn't Rand Paul. It's Randy Paul. He knocked a Y off to make it sound like he's in with Ayn Rand, the crazy novelist. Came from Russia when she was 12 years old, supposedly a defender of capitalism, come from Russia. I mean, that's what they rely on that side. And basically, she just spins some novels and she sold them. Good for her. I write novels. I enjoy it. Not easy to get the kind of sales she did. So my hat's off to her. However, I don't want her ideas running the United States Senate. Fortunately, Rand Paul, they're not running it, but he's an obstructionist. Anyway, Kentucky has regurgitated Muscow, Mitch, and Rand Paul. Muscow, Mitch will filibuster. That means Manchin will not vote to suspend the filibuster even for one bill. Therefore, we don't have the votes to suspend it. Therefore, we need 10 Republican votes, and that's where Mitt Romney, Rob Portman, probably Susan Collins, probably Lisa Murkowski, a handful of others, just about 10, right, hanging by their fingernails. And so here's what's happening. Here are the snags. Here are the snags. The first reported snag is unbelievable. It said that there's a difference of opinion over the funding for broadband, highways, and bridges. That's what this is all about. This has been in the news for how long? A long time. So there's suddenly a snag. The Republicans are pushing back on what? Funding for broadband, highways, and bridges? Hey, yeah, word, Jack, that's what this is all about. That should be able to be, you know, they're throwing this stuff in at the end. The second thing is the use of already voted for COVID funds to fund it. Well, you know, when we vote, when the Senate voted for COVID funds, they did it so that it'd be used to alleviate COVID, go to schools. Remember, Wisconsin got a couple of billion dollars. You have to address the educational impact of COVID, cleaning the schools, reopening the schools, that kind of thing. So there's apparently the Republicans are trying to get up to some shenanigans and apply a lot more of COVID funds than they'd agreed. The third thing is, this is the nub. This is always the nub. Republicans don't like high wages. They are wage killers. The Republicans are wage killers. The Republicans want to waive federally mandated wage requirements on federal projects. Okay, now think about that. On federal projects, there was a provision called prevailing wage. So if you are building a highway, or you're building a federal office building, and you're using the trades, you're using carpenters, you're using, you know, masons, you're using plumbers and all these guys, they have to be paid the prevailing union wage in the area. So in places like Chicago and Milwaukee and elsewhere, they can get a good wage. In places like Southern Mississippi, they're not. That ain't great, but that's just the way it is. Well, the Republicans don't want federally mandated wages. What that's going to mean is all of these subcontractors who are building the highways. I mean, the Army Corps of Engineers is not going to be building the highways. The Navy Seabees are not going to be building the highways. They're going to use private contractors, which they should. It's great business. But they want them to not have to pay federally mandated wage requirements for the trades. Come on. That ain't happening. That ain't happening. That ain't happening. And then the final hang-up is the snag is they left out the Republicans in their final draft funding water systems and $15 billion for lead pipe contamination. So they, in their final one, they're not going to, this is all about what we said, highways, bridges, airports, water systems, and broadband. And they're giving it, throwing shade on broadband water systems and lead pipes. So, I mean, this is kind of the stuff, you hope it's last minute. You really hope it's last minute stuff, stupid stuff. But stay tuned. I mean, it has been put to bed. And somehow what? Mitt Romney and Rob Portman thinks it's cool not to clean up lead pipes? Are you kidding me? Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.